What's up, guys? Today, I want to talk about another new idea. And this one is actually something that I kind of came up with today. I'm sure someone else has thought about it or talked about it or something, but I was just thinking over happiness today. I was thinking about what makes me happy and, you know, how we optimize for happiness in our lives. And truth be told, I don't think that that's ideal. I don't think, you know, you shouldn't be happy all the time. Happiness can be kind of like a drug. And when you optimize for it, things start to break. And happiness is, A, it's a feeling that comes up from within, right? And it's not our natural state. We have to do things or have good conversations or be in a loving relationship, or things have to happen for us to be happy. You can't just sit in a room and feel that feeling of euphoria and happiness. It just doesn't really happen. You know, you can do breathing techniques. You can get there in meditation. You can do even small things that make you happy, but you have to do something. So, what about neutral? Why are we never neutral, first off? You know, even things like caffeine and definitely things like weed and nicotine and, you know, other drugs and even just food and exercise, all of these things can make us happy, can do a lot of other things to us. But mostly the biggest piece of those external things is they take us out of our natural state. And being out of our natural state, for some reason, is just something that we as humans are addicted to. We don't like to be in our normal, just baseline. In fact, I think for most people, especially most Americans, I would argue a lot of people don't even know what their natural state is. I think most of us are constantly, habitually putting things into our bodies that make us happy. And I think that's totally fine, by the way, too. But the point is, I don't think we really understand what our natural state is. And so I think that optimizing for happiness is bad, because while happiness is a good thing, the absence of happiness isn't just neutral. I think the absence of happiness in, and especially in the way that a lot of us approach, you know, just living and trying to be happy, the absence of happiness means unhappiness. It means discomfort. It means anger sometimes. It means sadness, depression. In fact, you know, I'm not going to go, well, okay. What I was about to say was maybe the reason why so many people get depressed so early or so easily these days is because our entire cultural narrative is around being happy. So if I'm not happy, then I must have a shit life and okay, now I'm depressed. Although, like, that's an interesting idea to talk about, but trust me, I understand that there are a lot of people, and you know what? I would say the majority of people that are depressed definitely have a chemical imbalance or something real going on in their lives that is making them depressed. I'm not saying most depression is, you know, a product of this, but think about that. We optimize for happiness. When we don't have it, we get depressed. But shouldn't there be a neutral zone that we can become familiar with? I would say that the neutral zone is probably a better state than happiness, especially to optimize for, and it's peace. Peace is neutral. Peace doesn't require any effort, and it doesn't always have an obvious, like, outward expression. A lot of times, peace is someone who is calm, even natured. They hold a calm disposition and demeanor. And I truly think that peace is our natural state when you strip away all of the circumstances and feelings. And think about this, like, peace is where we return to every night when we sleep. And think about how much you love sleep, because I know that I love sleep. And the thing that I love about sleep is I get to forget about the day. I get to dream, and dreams are apparently some sort of wish fulfillment for the mind. But you get to go to sleep, stop thinking about the day, stop working, stop, you know, exercising, stop thinking through things. You get to just lay down and be at peace for hopefully 8 hours, but sometimes less for me, every night. That's why we love sleep, is because sleep is peaceful. And so maybe, just maybe, we need to stop chasing happiness all the time. And we need to learn to be peaceful. And also figure out what peace looks like in day-to-day life. What does peace look like when you're at work? What does it look like in the middle of, you know, an argument with your spouse? What does it look like when you're walking down the street, or when you're sitting in traffic, or whatever it is? What might peace look like? And how can you optimize for peace instead of happiness so that you're not disappointed? And how can you find that neutral, natural state? That's the idea I had today. I hope you got something interesting out of that. I hope at least, you know, I don't know how helpful it is, but I hope it's at least interesting. I'll put it that way. And yeah, I will talk to you tomorrow.